Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Are we good? Okay, blimey. It's loaded. Quick, ready?
Yes. Yes.
Yep. Here we go. This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily. Some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Now, Harry Hill popped in to see us.
I always enjoy meeting Harry.
Yeah, his Alien Fun capsule series is back on ITV tomorrow night at 7:30. Prime time, blimey.
Yeah.
No pressure. Yeah. And he was on good form. You'll hear from him. Martin Kellner was very good. He took us around a week of TV, although his remote wasn't working, as you'll discover, which slightly could tell what he could and couldn't watch.
That's true.
I'd say we'd knock his money back, but we don't really give him much. Right. That would be wrong.
What else? We had a chat.
Yeah, we had a bit of a chat. You'll hear that. So I think that's about it, don't you?
Yeah, that's probably it.
And here it is. Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs here on Talk Sport, and congratulations to Sean Dyche, Manager of the Month. Fortunately, thanks. We have alongside us Britain's foremost Sean Dyche impersonator. So, Andy, how are you feeling about winning Manager of the Month?
I'm very delighted.
Phil Mitchell? Bray?
Russ Bray, I'd say.
Yeah.
I did one last week, didn't I? I sent it through. Wasn't bad, actually. That was my best
well,
one yet.
To celebrate that, Andy thinks he's done his best ever Sean Dyche impression. Yes. He needs Sean to say it first, then you repeat what he said.
Yeah, I sent it through, didn't
I? It's an interesting school
of impressionism. Well, it started off quite well, and then it deteriorated. A bit of Australian winning, though. I don't know what happened there.
It's an Aussie Eric Hall to me by the end. But anyway, we'll hear a bit of it later.
Coming up over the next 3 hours, we'll see what Liverpool and Arsenal are up against in Europe. England's official soprano, Laura Wright, joins us from Aintree, and Harry Hill makes a welcome return to the studio.
We'll take your calls, emails, texts and tweets, and we'll return to the Grand National Course for commentary of two of this afternoon's feature races with Rupert Bell.
There's all this plus the Fools panel, Martin Kellner's Week of Sport on TV, Todd Macklin's American Sports Roundup, and, of course, the Clips of the Week.
Indeed. It is 6 minutes past one. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Oh, good afternoon, Paul. I'm quite excited. I was reading in The Sun today that this diet that they've got, this woman's lost 6 stone. It's called the Scandi Sense Diet.
6 stone?
6 stone, yeah.
Was she holding a pair of her old trousers on?
No. Wow. But she invented this diet. She said no more calorie counting, no more sort of having to write everything down. All you have to do, it's brilliant, this, you just measure the food in your palm. And that's what you eat. So you have a palm full of protein, a palm full
of...
palm full of vegetables. No, it is not soup, obviously, but basically solid foods.
Oh, yeah.
You put them in your palm like that. And apparently Pat Jennings has been doing it. He's put on about 10 stone.
That's right. I saw some pictures of Andre the Giant yesterday. No wonder he was so big.
Marvellous. And I was reading about a collaboration between Sting and Shaggy. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I saw that.
Got an album out. And Shaggy's got loads of sporting friends where he lives in Jamaica. He's very friendly with Usain Bolt and Chris Gayle and people like that. He's very, very, very sporting. I remember his song about a disputed penalty involving a Burnley defender.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. That's right.
Thanks very much.
That's right.
That's it. I'm going home now. That were my two best ones of the
day. That's good though. I like that. We like that.
And they're not on. I can't print them out. Honestly, the printing system here.
And I wouldn't call it a system,
no,
Andy.
It's definitely not.
Wouldn't
a
go
system.
That far.
It's there is, so annoying.
You've got to have a system, but there is no system. Are you doing a live thought report for our top team?
I type up all my sort of little notes here.
No one cares.
I don't care either. And I send them through to the producer.
Yeah.
And it could take 2 minutes, or it could take an hour.
Yeah.
Who knows? But it hasn't come through so far, so I'm having to do it off the screen. It's never good. I know, nobody cares. All right. Which betting tipster...
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, where is it? I've got to find this now. Which betting tipster said this? And I bet I can't even... Because, you see, I haven't done it. That's the problem. it's thrown me right out when I haven't got the thing. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, good. Great, isn't it?
Which betting tipster
listening
said
to Talk
this?
Sport.
He's talking about a horse in the 405 at Aintree today.
Mm.
He said, one horse has a bigger affinity with Liverpool than Jurgen Klopp. Who do you think said that?
Wow. I don't know. In the style you did, it could have been Sean Dyche. It could have been anybody.
It was the couch.
Was it the couch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's one of his better ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the one that we can actually broadcast this time of day. Good afternoon, couch, if you're listening.
This one from Alex Gorry. He's the man in the know. He does his tips the line every day in the Daily Star. And he's had 11 winning months from the last 12. Don't know what happened to that month. Never mind.
Yeah.
Evicted. But never mind. But this is what he says. The last but one won 7-4. Highway 101 won 7-4. Try and read that out. That's what happened to him.
Yeah, I'm going to struggle to have a bet on that, I think. Now, this is a troubling story. It completely passed me by. It was only I found this on a US website called Deadspin. Are you aware of the steward who was injured in the Inter-Torino game the other day?
No. What happened?
Okay. Well, there was a match going, Serie A game, and Antonio Candreva had a bit of a shot, but missed. And it hit the steward, right?
Hmm.
But it ruptured his spleen.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I mean, poor fellow. His name is Marco Rapsisada. I do struggle. 25-year-old steward.
25?
Yeah. Wow. And the ball just hit him. And ruptured his
spleen.
Well,
I suppose if you hit it, you know, if they hit it very hard and it hits you in the right place, like an impact injury, you can do that in a car crash, can't you? So,
yeah, I suppose.
You know, that must be what happened.
That must be pretty rare. I can't think of that. You know, anyway, it's not a particularly upbeat or funny story, but I thought I would bring it to you anyway because it passed everybody by. I thought we might have got a bit of airtime there.
Have you seen there's this congress in South America and Infantino's there, and he's been asked by the South American federations to expand the World Cup to 48 teams in 2022.
Yeah.
And he's going, oh, yeah, I think that sounds like a good idea. I thought, why don't we just make it 96
and
play it from August till May?
Why don't we just play everybody in it, like all 240 on the FIFA World Rankings
list?
Yeah.
It's so desperate, isn't
it? Good for votes, isn't it?
Oh, that's what it's all about, really.
I think we should salute Manchester City. Again, thanks to Neil Ashton for pointing this out in the Sun today. Do you know the City directors insisted that the bar stay open for the Liverpool officials at the Etihad so they could celebrate their victory?
That's nice.
That is classy, isn't
it? That's classy and sporty.
We doff our cap to them. That was a very nice thing
to do. That is a nice thing to do. Do you see that not so nice, though, is the dentist called Michael Oliver, who's been abused on Twitter. Yeah. Honestly, why are people so thick?
I don't know.
What is wrong with people?
If you start abusing someone because they've got a fairly common name like Michael Oliver, look nothing like the bloke, clearly are not the same person.
And is a dentist.
Yeah. Basically, take their computers off them and smash them with a hammer.
And
that would be my rule.
What's the Daily Star, though? They're brilliant, aren't they? Referee Michael Oliver is in hiding, apparently.
Yeah.
After Juventus fans threatened to have him whacked by the mafia. They didn't, honestly. They really didn't do this. Italian fans were furious following the dramatic events. One message posted online read, Michael Oliver's going to need witness protection.
Wow.
I don't think he is. I won't be surprised if the Italian mafia send a few. These can't be from Italy, people writing in English.
Now, look, Andy and I, we tend not, when Chelsea beat Tottenham or Tottenham beat Chelsea, we don't stick it to each other because we're big firm believers in football karma. That kind of thing coming back to bite you on the bum. And for every victory when you're in someone's face going, it's not too long before they're back in your face doing the same thing.
You can only gloat in the summer. It's the only time to gloat. Don't gloat any other time.
Well, a small group of Newcastle fans clearly have got no interest in the world of football karma because we read today that Chris Coleman has hit out at Newcastle fans who attempted to get into the Sunderland game on Tuesday against Norwich.
Mm.
They tried again just to basically mock Sunderland. We don't want to see that, said Chris Coleman. You're always going to get one team laughing at another, especially if it's in two derby teams. In any walk of life, there's a small percentage who are unsavoury. Now, they probably thought it was hilarious, but, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen, it won't, but they could go on a quite terrible run there, find themselves sucked back in. It's still technically possible.
Yeah, they won't.
They won't, but imagine if they did.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a class. And then the Sunderland fans would be looking to get to the last game of the season.
And also, they're basically Rafa Benitez walking away from... collapsing.
Yeah.
You know, he's done a brilliant job.
Let's be honest, not that many of them did this. This was not 50-odd thousand doing it. It was a small bunch of chances. I'm sure there's many Newcastle fans out there who do believe in football karma. But we thought we'd get some of your stories this afternoon. Did someone give you the old, but, yeah, you had the last laugh. Tell us, or more maybe... You did that once, but would never do it again because it backfired on you. So some fine examples this afternoon, please, of sporting karma. It needn't just be football, whatever you like. TalkSport.com/H&J. You can text to 81089 and you can tweet to TSH&J this afternoon. That's TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet to TSH&J, TSH&D.
What about talking of Sunderland, though, the TV crew from Netflix, the following Sunderland.
They're making a documentary.
God.
I mean, it's going to be... They started out with the best intentions of a team being relegated and looking to fight their way back into the Prem. I mean, in quiet moments, I'm sure the team have been coming away from the stadium and like going, blimey, we've got some gold here. This is better than we even thought.
But it's definitely not, watching from behind the sofa.
I can't see a lot of Sunderland fans watching it. But anyway.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Paul Hawksby, Andy Jacobs here on Talk Sport. Harry Hill returns to ITV tomorrow night, 7:30, with the second series of his Alien Fun Capsule, heavily formatted show.
I'm returning to finally close ITV down. I'm hammering the final nail into the coffin lid of light entertainment. Yeah.
That's the way they're selling it on ITV.
With your help, I might add.
Yes, with my help.
There's no distance. You can't distance.
I can't distance myself from this because I've been involved.
Your fingerprints are all over it.
In every episode. H, good afternoon. Good to see you.
It's great to see you too.
Yeah. The first series, once again, an eclectic lineup of guests. I'm looking at a pitch here. Of there's Kathy Burke and Ainsley and Lorraine Kelly and Joe Lycett was one of the lineups in the last series. And this one's a fairly eclectic bunch once again, isn't it?
Yes, really? Well, as you know, we start with a list and work down it. What I've tried to do is get people that you don't see on panel shows. I mean, I don't watch a lot of panel shows, but you do tend to see a lot of the same faces on them.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to be a comedian to be on Alien Fun Capsule. You know, we've got... we'll make a cheap joke.
You were tempted.
That would be mean. So we've got my favourite pairing on this series is Professor Lord Winston sat next to Cannonball.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good combo.
That, you know, if I'm remembered for anything.
Yeah. It's bringing them together.
We've got Johnny Vegas sat next to Jimmy Osmond.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about it, because I didn't see the first series. I do apologise.
Sorry, I misheard you there.
I was still watching Harry Hill's Tea Time, which I really enjoyed. No, I didn't see the Alien
Fun Capsule. That's right.
Yeah, well, you're not the only one.
Well, it's on prime time. I'm going to see it this time.
But at the time, we were able to blame the nightly show.
Yeah.
No
excuses this time. Yeah.
So what the idea is, that as Paul says, it is a very thin format. is that I'm collecting all the funniest stuff I can find, putting it into a capsule to prevent the aliens. So when the aliens invade, which is, it's just a matter of time.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Paul O'Grady's just the other week saw some above his farm in Kent.
He did, that's right. Well, that's proof if anyone needed.
Well, do we need any more?
We don't.
It's open and shut.
Yeah.
And so that I can show them this funny stuff and then they will say, yeah, they're great fun to hang out with and the whole thing can be.
Sounds
amicable.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Alan the Alien features in the show, doesn't he? He has a role in one of the.
Is that Alan on your T-shirt?
That is Alan. Yeah.
That is Alan the Alien. He's very traditional looking alien, isn't he?
Isn't he really?
Traditional.
Apart from
in the
it's
sense,
very strange. Like he's got a sort of.
He's green and he's got a massive head.
He's also got a sort of half belt. Is that his stomach? What is that?
He's got a bit of a derby on him.
Obviously,
has he been living on Earth and eating junk food for a couple of months?
It's an artist's impression.
Yeah.
We only ever see Alan's hand.
Yeah, you only ever see his hand.
And he helps us choose the categories.
That's
good.
Yeah.
This series, as you said, Johnny Vegas, Mickey Flanagan.
Yeah, Mickey.
Alex Brooker from The Last Legs, good lad. Louis Walsh pops up, doesn't he?
Oh, now that's the best entrance of any of the guests on
really?
The show. He basically, I point to the sky and we run the title... from the X Factor, you know, with that X flying through the air.
Yeah.
And then Louis Walsh drops down, nailed to the X into the studio. And I say to him, what were you doing up there, Louis? And he says, Simon nailed me to it as a prank.
Did he sell it? Did he sell that line?
Yeah, I think, just about. I mean, he hasn't got a hugely expressive face anymore.
Be a reason for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
But everyone was really good fun, and actually they don't really need to do anything.
Yeah.
They don't have to be. It's more me doing the show at them than with them, in a sense. You know, I remember, funnily enough, I was telling someone this the other day, Paul, that when ITV said to me they wanted a panel show, and I came, we had this meeting, and I said, oh, you know, what about a panel show? I said, you know, I've got this idea for a panel show. And you, Paul, you may not remember.
Yeah.
And you said, no, I can't see you doing a panel show. And I had the same worry because I'm not naturally somebody who wants to share.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not very good at, I'm not particularly good at ad-libbing, really. You know, I mean, it's not my stock in trade anyway.
I think you sell yourself short. I think
I've got better.
Tea time certainly proved that.
Yeah, I've got better. Yeah, I've got better. And so there was this whole thing in my mind about, you know, you throw to Annika Rice, is she going to say something funny or is it going to be not that? You know, there's no so what I came to do was just to get on with it, basically.
Yeah.
And if they, every now and then they'll chip in and normally we get something out of it. But it's been a learning process. I think, you know, anything new, I forgot how hard it is to come up with a new.
Yes.
Because you're just finding out.
Is she in it, Annika?
Annika Rice
is in it. Yeah, we got some old vintage Challenge Annika, some good old footage from that.
Some great stuff.
So we said Una Stubbs, isn't it?
Una. That's a funny moment, right? So we'd almost finished the show and there was some clip and I say, what do you think? We play the clip and I say to Una, what do you think? And she says, I can't see it.
Really?
She said, I can't really see anything.
Yeah.
Or anything.
Well, yeah. I think she has, you know, she's bad eyesight, but I thought the poor woman, she sat there through the whole show.
It's great. I mean,
overly enjoyable.
I'm not talking about Una here, but there was, in the first series, there was a slight concern that we were very keen to make sure that the transmission date wasn't a mile away from the record date, because it could have been touch and go
with one of the guests.
You know, if you go for these kind of senior celebrities, you know,
you never know.
You don't have to trash one, do you?
You don't have to trash it. You just put that thing that they do, and they say, this is dedicated.
Well, I don't know. It ends up like Peter Cushing in Star Wars,
well,
doesn't it?
Let's not even get that.
That's not. We can send it to George Lucas to work on it. Also, Anita Raleigh's in it. We've got Sue Johnson's in it. She's very good, isn't she?
Sue's good. Yes, yeah. They were all
Moira
good in
Stewart.
Their own way.
Moira Stewart. Who is a lot of fun.
She's got a great laugh.
Yeah, yes, she has, isn't she?
We get her to play a drum and the guitar and all sorts.
Yes. That's good.
So it starts tomorrow at 7:30.
That's good.
7:30.
Sounds good.
7:30, Saturday night. Yeah, so we're sandwiched between Ninja Warrior and Britain's Got Talent. So,
very good time.
What could possibly go wrong?
You're also still doing You've Been Framed. We were talking about that in the break there. And,
that's correct.
I still haven't got over the fact that I sent them a clip.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, every time you come in, he hits you with this one. It's still not been on, has it?
Well, it's not been on.
They've probably lost it, Andy.
Well, they probably have now.
What was it of, Andy?
It was on Betamax when you sent it in.
No, it was a VHS. It was a production that I was involved in. We made a self-defense video with the late great wrestler, WWE wrestler, Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Now, Rowdy, he had a sort of...
Rowdy, as he was known.
Merchandising opportunity for Rowdy that he had, what you call a... I don't even remember those old punch balls. It was like a blow-up thing, and it had a wooden base.
Oh, yes.
To stop it sort of falling over. So you'd punch it, and it would come back, and you could punch it again. That was the whole
one of Popeye.
Yes, well, this is probably bigger seller than the one of Rowdy, to be with great respect. Yeah. Anyway, so my job in this particular video is I had to throw the Rowdy Roddy Piper punch bag into a ring full of kids who were all jumping and dancing around.
It's a health and safety nightmare. Well, it's got a wooden base.
Well, exactly. But one of the kids didn't realise that it had a wooden base.
Yeah.
And he was a good footballer, this kid. He turned out to be a very, very good footballer. This is when he was young. Did he go on to be a pro? No, but he could have been. He was a very, very good player.
If he hadn't been hit by the Rowdy Roddy
Piper. That's probably, he doesn't know he is now.
It wasn't just that he
forgot how to play.
He went up and rose like a salmon to head it. And he goes up and he heads it. And, of course, it's a wooden base. So you see him, like, stagger backwards, like stars.
Well, I'm guessing the reason they've not played it is that a child nearly dies. And it goes out at 6 o'clock on ITV.
Have you tried It'll Be All Right in the Night? If you can't get it on there, maybe try Rude Tube?
Or if not, we'll all just come round your house and watch it.
Yeah.
If we all put in like a tenner each.
That's fine. I only need 25 people.
Of us. We only need 25 people at a tenner each, Harry. And we'll just go around. You'd go, wouldn't you, if I gave you enough warning?
How much? Tenner.
Tenner, yeah. Well, okay.
It's quite an ask, really.
Five a concession.
I've got to get there. I've got to, you know, get there as well.
Andy will organise a car. You'll be out of pocket.
A minibus.
Yeah, that's right. We'll all go along and watch it. Fantastic. Now, we're going to ask you to predict the scores of some football matches shortly.
Yeah.
And last time, I think you did quite well. Actually, I may just be making that up. I'm not quite sure.
I never find out if I've done well or not.
We'll let you know the results.
We've asked you before, but I mean, was there one sport you gravitated to at all at school? Was there one that you played more than others?
Listen, I was that kid, you know, I was sort of 7.5 stone weakling in glasses, National Health specs. And, you know, with the curly bits around the ears, I'd go out to play football and the ball would hit me in the face. It would basically embed the glasses into my, you know, face. And the teacher would always pick on me. It was just very painful. So I found that I could.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To badminton. They didn't supervise badminton.
Oh, okay.
So I wouldn't even bother. Me and my mate Rob, we wouldn't even get changed. We'd go to the sports hall or whatever it was, and in our school uniform, 10 minutes of badminton, bop, 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 and then we would go to his house.
Oh, well, it's good. I didn't know the badminton story.
I didn't know that.
It's good that you took to it. There's no badminton predictions coming up. It is purely football, unfortunately.
Okay.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Good afternoon, Hawksby and Jacobs here on Talk Sports. Live racing still to come from Aintree. It's Ladies' Day there. Rupert's having a great time. We've also got the Clips of the Week, Todd Macklin's American Sports Roundup. And before all that, Martin Kellner, squad number 9 with a week of sport on TV. Good afternoon, Martin.
A very good afternoon to you. Can you tell me what won the 220 at Aintree?
Not off the top of my head.
Wasn't Vision Day Floss, was it, by any chance?
Well, I'll ask our production team, because that could really set the mood for the next 15 minutes. If you've had a winner, you'll be very upbeat.
No, if it won, I was going to back it, and then I got on the train and I came here and I forgot all about it.
Tell me about it. I was going to do the same thing with Terrafall, which is just won.
There you go.
So we're having a good day.
It's not good news,
aren't we? So, yes.
Yes, the miracle of Rome. The miracle of Rome.
Oh, okay. That's what we're going to kick off with.
We're going to kick off with the miracle. Did I not put that in my Twitter?
No, yeah, I've got it. I've got it here. Yeah, the miracle of Rome.
The miracle of Rome. Now, the interesting. Wow. I mean, like an idiot, I sat there watching Manchester City, thinking that was where, you know, like a lot of people thinking that was where.
Did you not turn over?
As soon as Salah scored, like the rest of us.
Like the rest of you, I should have done that. Unfortunately, my remote isn't working properly. And I couldn't. There must be a button somewhere on the telly where you can switch it over.
What a great thing for our sports TV reviewer. His remote doesn't work.
My remote wasn't working properly. I mean, in the old days, you could have taken the remote and pushed the buttons with the remote.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was no buttons there. So I stuck in Manchester. And also...
Vision Day Floss was second.
Was it?
So oh, was you gone each way or on the nose?
No, I'd have probably gone on the nose.
Oh, OK. So I'm happy now.
No, the thing about not moving over to ITV is that I missed the drama there. Like, you know, not switching over to, sorry, BT.
BT, yes, Peter Drury and Chris Sutton, yeah.
Peter Drury. Yeah. Now, for years I've had a debate with my friend James Gill, who's a bit of a comedian. We've been debating. He's not a fan of Peter Drury.
Really?
I'm a big fan of Peter Drury.
Very good. Oh, he's excellent.
Yeah. I think there are certain matches where you really want Peter Drury, maybe, and that was one of them.
Yeah.
Clearly, he's a great man for reflecting drama. He's also one of the few heterosexuals who can use the word sumptuous and sound quite sound quite convincing.
Yeah, yeah,
he always
yeah.
used to talk about a sumptuous pass.
Yes.
When the third goal went in, I wrote it down. Peter, brilliantly off the top of his head, and he told us this the next day. He went, Roma has risen from their ruins. Yeah. I mean, that is good commentary.
Well, I saw all the stuff on... because I'd been having this debate with my friend James, and he said, oh, he triumphed last night. He's now suddenly become trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I went and looked at the YouTube clip at the end of it. You know, Rome with its bottomless well of legend and history.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, brilliant good stuff. Note. I mean, you would think... I don't know what Peter said, but you would think that... You'd have a few sort of tentative notes sketched in just in case Rome pulled off the seemingly impossible.
By the way, did you hear the commentary from the Roman commentary at that moment?
Well, I can imagine.
Well, I mean, I think we've still got it somewhere on the system. If we've still got the Rome commentary, Martin, I'll bring that to you shortly because it wasn't quite as eloquent as Peter's. As yours,
but noisier, I would have thought.
Well,
and he can't say sumptuous.
He may have said sumptuous.
Sumptuosi, it's a sumptuosi. Are we allowed to do that still?
Well,
probably not.
No. Anyway, do you want to hear the Italian commentator?
Yes, I do.
Not Peter Drury. Here we go.
Not Peter Drury.
Abbattere. Parte Under, ecco il cross.
Manolas scored.
The man's clearly having a seizure. He's a sick man. He should be taken away somewhere. So I didn't watch that, but I did see it on YouTube. Peter Drury's been on your show.
He was on the other day. Yeah, we got him on. Yeah,
he's going to go on my overnight show as well.
Oh, lovely. So, oh, excellent. He was on good form.
We'll have time for a more legendary.
You're
going to
tell him your mate doesn't think he's any good. Yeah. Well,
the thing about Peter is, he's taken himself off Twitter, which I was shocked to find.
Right.
One of the very few football commentators. Mm. So he used to get a lot of flack. I thought unjustly, but he did. You know, when he was doing the ITV commentaries, he did used to get a
Who
lot of
doesn't
flack.
Get flack on
yeah,
Twitter?
Come on, yeah, really. It's normal.
Well, I know you get a lot of flack. I don't get very little flack on Twitter.
Well, that's good to
hear. Caroline flack.
Yeah, that's she gets a lot of flack.
A lot of flack.
When football changed forever.
Okay. Yes.
This was a repeat of
a clip show. I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
And I only I was sort of flipping around fairly late at night.
Well,
and
working suddenly.
Sorry?
The remote.
Had you changed the batteries by then?
I was flipping around terrestrially. Sky remote that's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was flipping around terrestrially late at night. Sounds like something from the Viz book, doesn't it? Yeah, not digitally, but anyway. So I was flipping round, and I was on Twitter as well at the same time, multi-skilling.
Wow. You kids!
And somebody tweeted that I was on this show, and I don't even remember doing it. I've got the life of me remember doing it. I can remember doing one clip show shortly after I was ill. I'd been ill for a while, and then a clip show shortly after. I looked like a dead man on the TV. It was unbelievable. But anyway, I watched this show. And it was brilliant. I love the way Big Ron mentions, he says, oh, these days it's all on Twitter. And the way he says spits it out.
Yeah.
Martin Edwards described himself as a young revolutionary. Wow. I liked Rick Parry picking up a phone which was attached to the wall.
Oh,
do you remember?
Yeah, phones attached to the wall. Well, they still are in prisons, but beyond that, you'd be hard to find one, I want to imagine.
That's true.
Yeah, you would. Mm. So that was all fun. And Wilco, have you seen it?
Do you know what? I've recorded it because I did some work. I did it. I was, I appeared in one of the other guys' documentaries, the same company who do excellent work. So
they do,
I'm,
and I've seen you in the other documentary.
That's right.
The
Football Foreign League
in this one, but it was I was in it briefly.
I can recommend, although I've only watched half of it. I'm enjoying it massively. It's the BT film of Golazzo about the history of Channel 4. It's really good. That
I've got that to watch as well. Yeah.
So that was good, and there were some great scenes in it. Jim Rosenthal.
Yeah, good old Jim,
sitting on the lawn with Big, was it Big Ron? It might have been somebody else. He was, anyway, he was sitting on the lawn with somebody, sort of relaxing, doing an interview.
Yeah,
He may even have been wearing shorts. And had three. It was hilarious.
Yeah, some of that old line feed stuff we watched, those those old interviews.
It was Howard Wilkinson. Howard, we were sitting on the lawn with Howard Wilkinson.
So there's some gold in the archive that never gets seen, sir.
No. Well, the Leeds United celebration when they stole the championship off Manchester United. Manchester had four games in 7 days. I mean, just for people who don't know, the season they cover is the 1991-92 season, when looked like Manchester United were going to win the league, but they had four matches in 7 days, and they blew up at the end, really.
And Eric Cantona was playing for Leeds, and Leeds won the championship, and they just sold him to Manchester United. Oh, and they started winning the championship. Brilliant.
Common denominator.
It was some great stuff.
People should check that out. We are a bit tight for time, but I know you want to talk about the Commonwealth game.
Well, only that I think Michael Johnson is an absolutely superb pundit, and he was explaining, obviously, which a lot of people won't know, that it's sort of outside the season. The season, you know, for sprinters, nobody's properly fit, nobody's properly ready.
That's why a few haven't turned up. They've been doing indoor stuff, their training or
precisely.
Whatever.
Precisely. Yeah. So he sort of gave me the exact analogy. You know, last week I was saying it was like sports day.
Yeah.
The actual analogy is it's like pre-season friendlies.
Sure.
So when you think of it, the whole of the coverage on the TV is given over to pre-season friendlies. It's like, which is what it is.
Yeah.
But, of course, it does bring us all together as one great Commonwealth.
It does, as a great Commonwealth.
Yeah. Oh, and I noticed that Prince Charles, as part of his trip to Australia, had to wear a stupid hat with feathers and looked really ridiculous. So,
one of the amazing things, and people should go and find it, Martin did an excellent programme with the famous actress Dora Dale. Pleased to meet you. And in that, you had some old archive of the Queen talking pigeon. While she was on tour in the Commonwealth.
Oh, fantastic.
It's quite incredible, isn't it?
I think I might. I don't know where that is now, though. I'll find it somewhere. What I'll do is I'll put it on.
Yeah.
I'll tweet it out to the dedicated listeners of this.
Play a bit of it tonight.
Well, yeah, people should tune in and listen to Martin. So you're back on talk radio tonight, aren't
you? Yes, at the ridiculous time of 1 o'clock in the morning through to the equally ridiculous time of five. Four unforgiving hours. I'm about to do a lot of pre-recording interviews for it.
So, brilliant.
But we've got some
basically the trick
stuff.
Is to do pre-record the whole 4 hours and then just come in and have a kip.
No, we like to keep on top of all the news that's happening.
Something could break, couldn't it?
Could break.
Well, that's true. Yeah. You're in the studio, they always wake you up if something
happens. Oh, you mean
like a fireman. He's like a fireman. If the alarm goes off, he goes on air. Goes down the pole.
Get one of those poles. Yeah. Absolutely.
Martin, lovely to see you. So 1 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Yeah, it sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? And
tomorrow
as well.
And the day after. Brilliant. Yeah. Okay, and we'll see you next week.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Good afternoon, Hawksby and Jacobs here on TalkSport. Harry Hill is here. Alien Fun Capsule is serious for ITV, returns tomorrow night, and he'll be telling us more about that, what we can expect. He's going to stick around for the Falls panel. And if you'd like to take on Harry, myself and Andy, and Norman Whiteside and try and predict the score of these three matches, then give us a call now. These are the matches. Crystal Palace versus Brighton, Spurs versus Manchester City, Manchester United versus West Brom. So if you're a fan of any of those sides, call us now, 08717 223344. That's 08717 223344. And try and predict the scores of those games. Palace, Brighton, Spurs, Man City, Manchester United, West Brom, take on Harry and Norman and us. So I've got some news for you. Well, it's come from Guillaume, so it's as good as news, really. He says, UEFA have decided not to punish Ramos. Real think that his good behaviour in the steps of the tunnel did not deserve punishment. So
They're pathetic, aren't they? I mean, seriously, that is absolutely one of the most heinous crimes you can do, is sit on the bench when you're suspended. You absolutely, everyone knows you can't do that.
he should have got another game. It's absolutely, it's embarrassing the way they treat Real Madrid. Why don't they just give him the cup now? Get it over with.
I know they'd wind you up. Let's lighten the mood, shall we? Because this time of year, you sit at the fashion shows, of course, and you start thinking about your summer wardrobe.
I know you do, Andy. Oh, of course. Yeah.
And Rugby League Man has turned his attention to fashion face-offs. Oh, I don't know what to expect. Let's find out.
Okay.
Once upon a time, you could declare a particular season to be not for me. The colour of the season would look terrible on you. These days, there are as many different ways to look on trend as there are designers. Self-determination is definitely something to be celebrated. What's new for spring-summer is a series of what can only be described as fashion face-offs. You've got earrings v hair slides. The embellishments du jour. Because of their proximity to the face, they deliver added value, bringing lustre to the complexion and a sparkle to the eye. There's also flaunty dresses v trouser suits. These were out of favour for a while. The former for being a bit drippy in 1930s, the latter for being a bit manly in 1980s. Now they've been reinvented and suddenly look on point. So much so that I'm channeling Grace Jones in View to a Kill with a whole Kingston Rovers all in one trouser suit number.
Nice. Wow, fashion face-offs there.
Earrings two, hair slides one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What a battle that was.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
Thank you very much, Rugby League Man.
Some new jobs have come through inviting me to apply.
Yeah, no, just remind us, Andy, why are you being invited to apply for jobs?
I don't know. I get this email and it just says, here are some jobs you might be interested in. Dishwasher. I could do that.
What's the money like?
$9.60 an hour.
Okay. Well, it's up on your current rate on the show.
Handyman helper.
Yeah.
I could do
You're
that.
You're an handyman, aren't you?
£12.80. Manufacturing, that's quite good. That's quite a lot of money.
That's a fairly loose description of a job. That's a job in manufacturing.
It says £42 an hour.
That's pretty good. You're manufacturing something fairly decent then.
Night security officer. I can see you sitting there with your flask
and your sarnies. Watching Murder, She Wrote on your iPad.
That's right, yeah. Early morning postal worker. I could get that in before the show.
That'd be good. You can do that. Yeah, you can go and have a game of golf, then come here.
That's not bad. Crime scene assistant.
No, I can't see you. You'd be trampling all over the crime scene, mate. You'd be a socko nightmare, you'd be.
Dog walker, £11.83.
You can't pick up the old... You can't do the reverse bag. You've told us that's your problem with dogs.
They've brought in new rules about dog walking, that you can only have four at once.
Really? Mm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, I didn't know that. So you've got to take an extra person. Actually, quite seriously, that must make a dent in the profits of people that do dog walking for a living, because often some of them will take a pack out.
Yeah, you charge per dog, I suppose. Yeah, well, of course.
Well, yeah, but also, you know, they often will take more than four out. If they're well-behaved dogs, they'll feel they can keep an eye on more than four. I mean, it's high risk, because they can just run off, aren't they, of course.
Well, there you go.
You're not taking any of those jobs. You're sticking around.
No,
right?
I'm sticking around. I've been checking on LinkedIn. John Hammer hasn't got back to me. I found one John Hammer in the greater Detroit area, at Michigan Technological University.
I don't think it was him. They went over to in the
across the Melling Road. It's over to Michigan Technical University and John Hammer.
Yeah, I don't think it's probably him. Sean Dyche is one manager of the month. Congratulations. You're trying to perfect the Sean Dyche impersonation, aren't you, Andy?
I am, yeah.
Impersonation. I can't help. Once you said Dyche, you end up saying impersonation.
You certainly
sound a bit like Steve McLaren.
Mm.
So this is you from the weekend, is it?
During Match of the Day.
During Match of the Day. You're claiming this is your best one so far.
So far, yes.
Okay, here we go then. This is Andy as...
The start. It deteriorates. I did say it disintegrates.
Well, disintegrates
completely.
I want to hear it disintegrate. Okay. And that sounds like it's probably going to be more fun. So here we go.
Very hard. We haven't played anywhere near as have. Good as we have, sorry.
Is this Camp Sean Dyche?
Last few weeks. We showed a different side once again, the mentality. The willing demand of the group to do all the bits, the ugly side.
That's important to us.
Sempre Eddie Jones, eh?
Last week at West Brom. I thought we were very good recently.
Don't leave me, Harold, I'm an old man.
Today we had to find a different way we needed to work.
Yeah.
Play hard.
Yes, it is.
Nothing like him.
Nothing like him at all.
Nothing like him. No. Sean, if you're listening, I do apologise. I'm sorry, if you're listening. So you just become Dutch.
Shut it again.
Can't help it. Yeah.
Daily Star reader Keith wrote in and said...
Can you be a bit more specific than that?
No, because that's his name. He said, please will you publish a photo of Sarah Harding? He's obviously never heard of the internet, old Keith. There'll be like 1,000 photos of her. You'll find one there, honestly.
Yeah.
Bonkers, I don't get that.
It's like an aide de memoir. I don't know why he wants this particular picture.
And the Daily Star readers, for some reason that I can't work out, are really sticking it to Meghan Markle.
Really?
The Markle clan are well rid of...
They didn't get an invite, did
uppity
they?
Uppity Madam Meghan, strutting around like she's the Queen of England.
Well, she might be. It's unlikely.
It's unlikely, but it could happen. Mm. By turning her back on her own family, Markle has shown her true colours.
Yeah.
Don't know where you get this from. Wow. It's incredible, really. People feel
haven't
quite
they turned on it.
They turned.
There's no invite. There's no invite, definitely. No, that's done it. It's just bitter.
Absolutely true, yeah. Good.
So, we're asking about football karma this afternoon. It's hard to believe, but some Newcastle fans tried to get into the Stadium of Light the other night when Sunderland played Norwich to take the mickey out of their northeast rivals. You know, you'd never do that. Bad, bad karma. We're asking for your examples of it. I once took the mick out of my mate who was on the other team in a Sunday morning game. He scored an own goal. 2 minutes later, I scored one myself, trying a John Terry-style diving header to clear the ball, says Gaz, the Bolton fan. So, yeah, see? Football karma.
Football karma.
And how long does Andy's match of the day go on for? He must sit there for hours, says Jamie. Yeah, he does, actually. Yeah,
it does take me pausing. About at least an hour and a half to watch it.
You do David Wagner as well, don't you? Try and perfect him. Do you do them all?
Well, I don't do them all.
You just do those. Well, you do those two. So when you say you're the voice of them all, you're the voice of those two.
And Paul Lambert, which I just can't get anywhere near.
Paul Lambert, it's quite hard, Paul Lambert.
I know.
How's it going? How's it coming?
I thought we were brilliant.
No, that's Joe Gladwin you're doing. From
from Hovis ads.
The Hovis adverts. Yeah, that's one for the teenagers. You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport. There we are. That was this afternoon's show. An extra clip for you. It's from, as always, Fisherman's Blues. Emma has been listening to Fisherman's Blues and trying to pick up Nigel so he doesn't end up on Clips of the Week.
Yeah.
But
she's a big fan.
She's a big fan. Now, and he got an email at the end of the show, and you were reading between the lines a bit. Shall we hear it?
Yeah.
Nice message here, but he hasn't put his name on it. But no name on it. Oh, actually, I think it might be Emma. Looking at the number, it says, lovely off-the-cuff show this morning, Nigel. You're brilliant and so sincere. Though an hour is too short. Thanks very much. If that is you, Emma, or whoever else it is, I don't recognise the number. I think it might be Emma.
Oh, Ginny Reckon. Of course it's Emma. For goodness sake.
Might not be.
Oh, I don't know who this is saying how fantastic I am.
Well, I sent it. You happy now? I sent it to Nigel.
You probably
did. I listen every. I enjoy it. I enjoyed the show. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the National Live on TalkSport and all the football.
Tell you what, talking of Russia, big bitch in the paper today, Ali.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.